JTS. Yeah. Just in time sports.
Life is good. Life is good.
Look. This is just a town sports. Come and get your weekly takes. His opinion from the heart. He can never show you fake. If you winning or you losing, he gon' tell it to you straight. How we talking basketball without a Jordan Brown debate? If you got the hottest takes, you better come and make your case. If you win a couple games, he might even show you grace. JTS on every platform, we growing adaptation. Numbers going off the charts, we create the separation. Louisiana till I die is where I'm from, I can't replace it. So people minds are obtuse, but I like to be adjacent. Giving my opinion like I'm Nick Wright or I'm Jason. ESPN better watch out cause I'm coming for the spaceship. We even tweeting on Twitter, you can meet us in the spaces. Highlight clips of sports news, yeah, you gotta embrace it. We never had it easy, we just came from the pavement. I might be controversial, but I like to make my statements. This is just a time sports, come and get your weekly takes. His opinion from the heart, he can never show you fake.
He can never show you fake, he can never show you fake.
If you winning or you losing, he gon' tell it to you straight.
He gon' tell it to you, he gon' tell it to you, he gon' tell it.
This is just in time sports, come and get your weekly takes.
Come and get it,
he gon' tell it to you straight, to you straight.
What the helly? What the hellion? What the hellionte? What the Tyrese Halliburton? He did it again. Tyrese Halliburton did it again. I'm so sorry. This is the Just in Time Sports Podcast. I am your owner and host, Justin Jackson. This is a Game 1 instant reaction show. Just a little bit of backlog. I'm all over the place right now mentally. I just finished watching the game. I'm sorry. But, you know, just I meant to do a show before this and schedule got backed up. I'm transitioning jobs at the moment, but I'll keep you guys updated on that. Of course, for those of you who are following my coaching journey, there's a new spot coming up. I'll keep you guys updated on that. Big news there, but none of that matters right now. Tyrese Halliburton did it again. The Indiana Pacers did it again. I mean, numbers are just rolling in. The Indiana Pacers led for exactly 0.3 seconds in this game, and they won game one. Indiana has come back down from 15 or more five times in the playoffs to win the game. They've gone down five times. They've gone down eight times. I'm sorry. They've gone down eight times in the playoffs by 15 times or more in just 17 games. They've won five of those games. I mean, just ridiculous. Tyrese Halliburton had a quietish night. 14, 10, and 6. Only 13 shots, but he hit the biggest shot of the night. Of course, he always does. The Indiana Pacers, I mean, just look at some team stats here. The Pacers shot the ball considerably better. The Thunder shot at 39.8%. The Pacers shot it at 47.6%. The Pacers hit 18 threes at 46% clip. The Thunder only hit 11 threes at a 36% clip. However, the Thunder made six more free throws. And they shot them at a much better percentage, 87.5% for the Thunder as opposed to 71.4%. Major, major numbers, though. If you look at it, one game, one stat, one singular stat is the reason why Oklahoma City should have won this game. Turnovers. Only one stat was the Oklahoma City had a decided advantage in, and that was turnovers. But what I want you to pay attention to is a couple, I mean, points in the paint as well, but turnovers. The Indiana Pacers had 25 turnovers. The Oklahoma City Thunder had 14 steals. The OKC Thunder only had 7 turnovers. But if somebody has 18 more turnovers than another team, you're expecting a major difference in points off turnovers. It was 11-4. So the Thunder had more turnovers, had a bigger turnover difference than they had in points off those turnovers. Again, they only gave up 7 turnovers. They forced 25, and yet they only were able to score 11 points off those turnovers. No flagrants, no technicals on either side. OKC also had a 12-point advantage in points in the paint. So if you break this game down, if you never watched the game, you would actually be wondering how Indiana didn't blow OKC out. I mean, think about it. You know, they made the same amount of shots, literally. Both made 39 field goals, but Oklahoma City made 7 more threes. That's plus 21 from the three-point line. They had plus 17 in the rebounds. They had a plus 11 in the assists. They were minus 12 in points in the paint. They were minus 7 in points conceded off turnovers. But that was it. And it came down to Oklahoma City was swarming. And it's just what they do. At this point, you've got to accept that is just what they do. Oklahoma City entered as a 10.5-point favorite. The crowd was going crazy. It was the first playoff game. It was the first playoff game, the first finals game they've had since 2012. That team we called the Baby Thunder. This team is literally the Baby Thunder. They're the second youngest team to ever make it to the finals. The youngest team to ever make it actually won the finals. Bill Walton's Portland Trailblazers. They were a couple of months on average younger than this Oklahoma City Thunder team is at just under 26 years of age by average. If you look at the box score, entering the fourth quarter, the Pacers were down 9 points. They had lost the first quarter by 9. They had lost the second quarter by 3. They won the third quarter by 3, so it was a 9-point difference. And at no point was the Indiana Pacers ahead. If you look at the win probability with 48.1 seconds left, the Oklahoma City Thunder had a 66.5% chance to win. It actually, on my phone, it doesn't allow me to do it in another change of possession until another point was scored. So if you're looking, I mean, I'm just going through the probability. At one point with 109 left in the third quarter, OKC had a 93% chance to win. And that was their highest percentage. Again, 238, they had 93.5, but as late as 109 in the third quarter, they had a 93% chance to win the game. With 10:22 in the fourth quarter, they had a 95.8% chance. With 9:42 in the fourth quarter, they had a 97.9% chance. At that point, it was Indiana 79, OKC 94. And then slowly the odds began to creep down. But at one point, they had another. With 2:52 left, it is OKC 107, Indiana 99. OKC has a 97.4% chance to win the game. And yet they don't. It's wild to see. If you just look at the pure box score, the only number that stands out was turnovers. So if you're Indiana right now, A, you absolutely stole. And I mean, you stole game one because you weren't, that was a game you were supposed to lose, but a game you would go back to your locker room saying, okay, we lost it, but we lost it with on us. We didn't lose it on them. We lost it on us. We lost it on our turnovers. You won that game. For Oklahoma City, that was the Shea game. And, you know, I go into every series thinking, okay, how can a team win? Right, and my official predictions all over social media was Thunder in 5, and SGA being the MVP. And honestly, sticking by that, Indiana shot nearly 50% from the three. They made 50% of their field goals. They out-rebounded OKC by 17. I think not starting Hardenstein mattered there. And it took a Halliburton miracle. It took OKC shooting horribly and another Halliburton clutch shot in order for OKC to lose. So if I'm Oklahoma City, I'm upset I lost the game I should have had, but at the same time, I'm in a space where I'm okay. I go get one in Indiana and I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? I take care of business in game two. I go get one in Indiana. I'm at home court. It's back. It's best 2 out of 3, and I've got 2 in my home building, in one of the toughest home buildings in the NBA. So, I mean, I picked OKC in 5. I'm going to stick by that. obviously, you know, things change. I plan on doing reaction shows every night the series is on, so things change. I may alter my pick. But I say I had Oklahoma City in five with the contingent of they won both games in Oklahoma City. I thought that they would go OKC win, OKC win. You know, you would play Indiana would play that inspired game. The threes are falling. OKC has the off night. Indiana wins. OKC goes enough of this, beats them in game four, and then it's just too much in game five. Very similar to what they did in Minnesota. You know, they kind of took the head of the first two business. Minnesota played that inspired third quarter or that first half in game three. And then they said enough of this and they closed the door in game four. And then they eliminated him in game five. I thought it'd be very similar. Now, Indiana already has done something I don't think anybody else done in the playoffs besides, I think, Denver. Denver got a game off OKC in the playoffs at home. It's a situation where they're not used to being in this position. 0-1. I mean, this team has won 80 games this year. This team, Oklahoma City team, has the ability to be statistically one of the greatest basketball teams the National Basketball Association has ever seen. Statistically, they have they've won 80 games. They're beaten more teams by 30 points in the playoffs than anybody else in NBA history. They've had more 15-point wins than anybody else in NBA history, by more 30-point wins than anybody else in NBA history in the playoffs. SGA is the MVP. J-Dub is second team all defense, third team all NBA. You know, you have all these things going for you. And yet Tyrese Haliburton said no. In a game where Haliburton wasn't 30-point a night Haliburton, he was 14-10-6 Haliburton. He was the guy that, okay, I'm going to make you play me so hard that by the end of this game, you know, you're going to have to constantly rotate bodies. And Haliburton, I mean, the Pacers became just this third team ever with a 15-point comeback in the third quarter NBA Finals. I mean, what happened tonight was historic. What happened tonight was absolutely insane. If you look at the Pacers, man, you know, just going through and looking at them, they played, what, 10 guys? That's a pretty, you know, that's pretty large for the final. Usually it's a 7 or 8 man rotation in the finals. But, you know, heavy minutes out of Haliburton, he went 39. Heavy minutes out of Siakam, he went 35. But 31, 32, and 28 for your rest of your starters. Obi Toppin gave you 25. And after as bad as Obi Toppin started, he goes 5 for 8 from three. And then look at the Pacers. Shea goes 40 minutes. J-Dub goes 36. Dort goes 36. Can you get Caruso with 28 off the bench? Chet only played 24. And only had one foul. So that could be a lineup change if you're OKC. You got to figure out some way with these bigs. Your bigs dominated. And just looking at your box score, you play minutes without them. Because Chet has 24 and Hardenstein has 17. Together, that's 41, which means for 7 minutes of the game, neither one was on the floor. So for half a quarter, you didn't have a big on the floor. And that's something that they're going to have to adjust to because, just, again, looking at the minutes on Indiana, I think they were matching size with Indiana. Because Turner has 28 minutes. Thomas Bryant has 8 minutes, which means they played, you know, that's what, 36? I mean, they played a quarter, 12 minutes without a big. And I think Oklahoma City was answering that. If I'm Indiana, another positive sign for me is that Oklahoma City changed their lineup. All playoffs, OKC had been using the same five lineup, both bigs, SGA, Dort, and J-Dub. That's been their lineup. Before the series even starts, you pivot to Wallace. You pull Hardenstein, you pivot to Wallace. So automatically, you're coming to match speed because Indiana runs so much. So automatically, you're thinking we're going to get smaller or we're going to get cooked in the fast break. We're going to get murdered in the fast break. We're going to basically go, when they do a big, we do a big. If they go two for some reason, okay, if they do Bryant and Mark Turner for some reason, okay, we're going to match two. We're going to try and keep the size close because, again, they run all day. Indiana runs all day. They don't stop. It was so much that after that first quarter, down nine, Haliburton was like, basically like, I know we like to run, but in this case, we're going to have to stop running. Like, because they run all day. I can't say enough about Tyrese Haliburton, man. This is the kind of stuff that makes you a superstar. And Indiana hasn't had a superstar since Reggie Miller. And before Reggie Miller, they haven't had a superstar ever. I'm sorry. It is what it is, right? This is the kind of performances that make you a superstar. Because no one remembers he had 14 points. I didn't know he had 14 points. I feel like I remember every shot he made. You know what I'm saying? But I don't remember he had 14 points. Hell, Shea was scoring so efficiently. Shea had a 38-point special that's going to get washed away. I mean, 38 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists on 14 of 30 shooting. Like, that's a special night in the finals. Your NBA finals debut is 38 against one of the better defenses in the NBA. It's 38. But that's going to get washed away because of Tyrese Haliburton's shot. I mean, if you look at that game, Siakam actually was the best player for Indiana. And Siakam only had Siakam goes 19-10-3. Haliburton was 14-10-6. You know, you weren't looking at a 35-point special from Haliburton or 30-point special from Siakam. I mean, they played team basketball. They balanced it out. I think SGA, the Indiana team is tough as freaking nails, right? And I think that SGA is kind of poked the bear. He got into it with Nembhard. Fourth quarter, SGA got a foul and pushed Nembhard. Now, it wasn't a two-handed shove. It wasn't a, you know, anything of note, really. If you didn't see it, Nembhard didn't show any signs of wear, but it was enough to give a little shoulder movement. And Nembhard kind of clapped, like, okay. And he kind of walked in front of SGA, in between SGA and the official, before the free throw, kind of bumped him a little bit with the shoulder, kind of sent a message like, I'm not going anywhere. And just one of those moments that you look back on and go, that was a moment, you know? And I think OKC was looking for the kill shot. And I remember sitting, 10, 15, 20 minutes ago, sitting, watching the game and going, Indiana won't go away. It was like every time OKC would hit that, felt like boom shot where the crowd goes crazy and they get a steal and get a layup and the crowd's going insane. And then the next possession, Obi Toppin 3 or Nembhard 3 or, you know, easy bucket for Haliburton and then Siakam would get a mid-range and the crowd would quiet. It's like every time they were looking for that kill shot, that boom shot to get rid of Indiana, they wouldn't go away or they wouldn't make the shot. I feel like a couple times Indiana was teetering. And it was back-to-back missed threes from OKC, and the Indiana would get a layup. So instead of potentially being down 12, 15, the crowd's going crazy, you're down 7. And so I think those were big swing moments. I do think Oklahoma City gets game 2 in convincing fashion. They've showed us throughout this playoffs, when they do lose, that next game is a barn burner. It's a thunderstorm. It's a showcase. Whenever they lose, I mean, they go get you by 30. So I think that, you know, Oklahoma City's going to dominate game 2. I'm sticking by OKC in 5, which means they have to win 4 straight. Not out of the realm of possibility. I thought it'd be 2, lose 1, they win 2. 4 straight's going to be harder. Might end up being OKC in 6, but I am sticking by Oklahoma City winning the NBA Finals with SGA being the MVP and becoming the greatest Thunder of all time. If the Thunder were to lose this game, I mean, he'd be the greatest Thunder Sonic. I mean, Gary Payton and Sean Kemp don't have MVPs. No one cares what happened with that 79 team. And then KD and Russ don't have rings in Thunder uniforms, although they have MVPs. But, you know, Tyrese Haliburton has a chance to be the greatest Pacer ever. No Pacer has a Finals MVP. No Pacer has a regular season MVP. So therefore, a title, which I believe would be the franchise's first, along with hoisting a Finals MVP trophy, has a chance for Tyrese Haliburton to be the greatest Pacer ever. And if SGA were to lose, he's right up there with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook as greatest Thunder, and he'd actually go below because of what, you know, KD has scoring titles and all NBAs, and Russ has the famous triple-double seasons in the 2020 game, and you know, he would actually still reign in third place as far as the greatest Sonic Thunder of all time. So crazy game one. It teetered multiple times to being wipeaways. Like, it teetered to being blowouts multiple times. And kind of like they've done all season, the Indiana Pacers just did not go away. So absolutely amazing and great kudos to the Pacers. I look forward to this series, man. I kind of was glazing over the finals. I said it on the YouTube show. Probably not going to watch the finals. And I meant that facetiously. But like, I was going to watch as a JTS owner, just opposed to a fan. I'm not going to watch as a fan, right? Like, damn it, Halliburton, you've done it. You've gotten me intrigued to watch the rest of this series, and I'm excited for it. SGA, man, you were special. I didn't love some of the calls he got, but he's a superstar in this league. He's the MVP. He's going to get those MVP star calls. And Halliburton, man, the whole gym knew it was you. The whole gym knew it was some sort of high screen action. The whole gym knew you were going right. You were either going to do the step back three, you're going to get to that mid-range you love so much. And you got to the mid-range, pulled up, and nailed it. Man, I mean, spectacular, right? That's what stars are made of. When you're in the moment, you make the shot. Regardless, everybody knows you're going. Everybody knows what you're going to do, you know. And you get to that spot and you make it. Everybody knows in the clutch, KD's going double crossover pull-up. They know LeBron's going to do the drive left or pull-up right. Like, there's certain things that you know. Pull-up left or drive right. You know Kyrie Irving's going to mix you and try and get you off balance and snatch you back. Like, there's certain things you know are going to happen. The great ones don't care. The great ones make it anyway. And huge shout-out to Tyrese Halliburton for making the shot to take the 1-0 lead. Like you said, I mean, you're the Thunder, man. A lot of the box score is against you. And I'm sure they've had conversations of what's acceptable as far as in the box score. Of course, you want to win rebounds. Of course, you want to win three-point line, whatever. But if that team's style is that you try to keep it close. And Oklahoma City led for 47 minutes, 59.7 seconds, and lost. Young team, pressure's on. Does that crack the locker room? Does that splinter the group? Because Caruso can say what he wants to say. He's never experienced that, right? Like, they've leaned on Caruso a lot for championship experience. How does this feel? What does that do? How do you handle this? Caruso's never dealt with this. And so that's going to be something that Oklahoma City, again, being such a young squad, they average 25.6 years of age, give or take. They're going to have to learn how to deal with this on the fly and in front of everyone. Social media, SportsCenter, CNN, like, besides Trump versus Elon Musk, this is like the biggest thing happening. I mean, shout out Aaron Rodgers for signing with the Steelers. That was news, but like, not really. It was delayed reaction news, like 2.5 months. But, you know, so this is going to be huge for them. They're going to have to bounce back. They're going to have to walk around Oklahoma City. Like, I hope they like stay in the house. But OKC is the kind of place that'll support you. But you're down 0-1 now. And so that's something I got to figure out. But shout out Tyrese Halliburton, man. What the Halliburton? Huge shout out to him, man. Crazy shot. But like, and I just kept scanning it over and over again. Hallie did it again. Hallie did it again. I mean, just replays of the calf shots and the Knicks shots and, you know, that shot. Like, he's done it over and over and over again. He's actually done it now, tied with LeBron and Reggie Miller as far as last second shots. Well, tied with Reggie Miller behind LeBron as far as last second shots in the playoffs. I mean, kid's ridiculous. I mean, shout out Tyrese Halliburton, man. Absolutely insane. And has Indiana believing that they can go win a title. So the rest of the series should be very, very interesting. You will definitely hear from me again after game two. Excited about this series. I'm serious. I'm excited now. Like, I'm ready for game two now. Like, let's go see what game two is about. Over the moon excited. Cannot wait for game two. But that is all I have for you today. In the JTS Game 1 NBA Finals Reaction Show. Shout out Tyrese Haliburton. Follow J-Town Sports on all your favorite social medias. Literally all of them besides True Social. I'm not rocking with that. But all of your other favorite social medias, make sure you follow at J-Town Sports. And, of course, like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast along with the YouTube show on IMS Studios YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to them because that's where you get the JTS Out the Dark. But also make sure that you like, rate, and subscribe to this podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Google, whatever. Make sure you subscribe, hit that subscribe button, hit that rate button, and give us 5 stars. That would make us very happy here at JTS. But that is all I have for you today. This is your host, Justin Jackson, signing out.